Hello, my name is Samantha Haney, and I am the opinions editor for the Lancer feed. Today, I am joined by Mrs. Silvernail, and we will be discussing the psychology behind compliments for National Compliment Day on March 1st.
All right, can you go ahead and introduce yourself and your job title for me?
Yes, my name is Krista Silvernail, and currently I teach AP Psychology and also Economics.
Awesome. How did you get into teaching psychology?
When I went off to school, I actually was interested in possibly becoming a chemistry teacher, but then I realized that probably the lab work wasn't, that type of lab work probably wasn't the most interesting, or I didn't feel very confident in that kind of work. So I was always a student that kind of enjoyed every subject. So I think psychology was kind of this perfect blend of social studies, which is about people, but also the scientific aspect of the research, which I love, looking into human behavior.
Yeah. So March 1st is National Compliment Day.
Uh-huh.
Do you know anything about, like, what getting a compliment does to your brain? Like, does it make you happier, anything like that?
So there's a couple of theories that we talk about in AP psychology that has to do with happiness in general. Happiness is a really big topic right now in the field of psychology. There's lots of books that are written on the topic, trying to understand this topic more, I think, is become of great interest to psychologists and other people as well. A couple of things that we know, there's one theory that we talk about, it's called the facial feedback theory, that talks about our emotions and the emotions that we express mm-hmm. can be internalized to make us feel that type of emotion that's connected with that expression. So if we smile a lot, the facial feedback would say that then we have an experience feelings of emotion. So I think that that's one of those things that would be tied to someone receiving a compliment, that that might make them smile and internally change their emotions in response to that. Also, another theory that we talk about that has to do with possibly giving or receiving compliments, probably more so giving compliments, would be a theory that's called the feel good when we do good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like the theory states that a lot of times when we do something good, like a small act of kindness or giving a compliment to someone, and to see their expression and the way that they respond to that makes us feel good for a significant period of time. It's a lasting feeling that definitely, you know, has that ability to, you know, last for a long period of time.
Yeah. So you're saying that not only receiving a compliment, but giving a compliment?
Absolutely.
Can make you
feel good? I think that especially if a person is rather intuitive and paying close attention to, like, the expressions of the person that they're giving the compliment to, I think to see, we never know what's going on in, you know, somebody's day, but to see somebody light up because you told them that, you know, I really love your hair today, or I love that sweater that you're wearing, could be just enough to make a big impact on someone's day and change maybe a day that's not as positive as they would have liked it to be to one that maybe, you know, has this new positive spin to it.
That's awesome. So with National Compliment Day, do you recommend people giving compliments to others?
Absolutely. I think giving compliments is a great act of kindness. I think it's a way to connect with people. Mm-hmm. Psychology focuses a lot on how important it is that people feel a sense of belonging, and that people do want to connect with others. And I think that that can start with a very simple act of kindness of complimenting somebody. It makes them feel loved and wanted, and you know, part of, you know, possibly a bigger group.
All right. Is there anything else that you want people to know?
I don't think so.
All right. Thank you so much for meeting with me today.
You're welcome.
Thank you for taking the time to be here with me today, and thank you to our listeners. To listen in on more episodes, go to lancerfeed.press.